This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Yemen's Houthi rebels say they seized an Emirati flagship in the Red Sea, and hackers targeted the website of an Israeli newspaper, the latest signs of Mideast tensions. The hackers, who did not immediately identify themselves, replaced the Jerusalem Post web content with an image that threatened a site associated with Israel's undeclared nuclear weapons program. The hacking came on the anniversary Monday of the 2020 killing of a top Iranian general in a U.S. drone strike. No group immediately claimed responsibility for the hacking. The seizure of the vessel by Yemen's Iran-backed rebels is the latest assault in the Red Sea, a crucial route for international trade and energy shipments. The White House says that U.S. President Joe Biden has conferred with Ukraine's leader over the Russian troop buildup near its border, promising that the U.S. and allies will act decisively if Russia further invades Ukraine. Biden and President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday came as the U.S. and Western allies prepare for a series of diplomatic meetings to try to de-escalate the crisis that Moscow says could rupture ties with Washington. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says Biden underscored his commitment to the principle of nothing about you without you, the tenet that it won't negotiate policy that impacts Europe without its allies' input. Sudan's Prime Minister Abdalla Hamdok announced his resignation Sunday amid political deadlock and widespread pro-democracy protests following a military coup that derailed the country's fragile transition to democratic rule. Hamdok, a former UN official seen as the civilian face of Sudan's transitional government, had been reinstated as prime minister in November as part of an agreement with the military following the October coup. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Damage assessments continue Monday after a major fire ripped through South Africa's 138-year-old parliament complex the previous day. That blaze gutted offices and caused some ceilings to collapse at a site that has hosted some of the country's pivotal moments. No injuries have been reported, and parliament itself had been closed for the holidays. Police said a 51-year-old man had been detained in connection with that fire. Indian health authorities Monday began vaccinating teens in the age group of 15 to 18 as more states started to enforce tighter restrictions to arrest a new surge stoked by the infectious Omicron variant. State governments across India administered doses at schools, hospitals, and through special vaccination sites amid a rapid rise in coronavirus infections, particularly in the country's densely populated cities. Data from the Ministry of Health showed India confirmed over 33,000 new COVID-19 cases within a 24-hour period. Hong Kong has welcomed a new batch of pro-Beijing lawmakers in its legislative council who were chosen in an election held without opposition candidates. The new lawmakers took their seats after a Hong Kong online news site said it will cease operations because of deteriorating media freedoms. The Citizen News says it's stopping to publish it on Tuesday. Speaking of which, the founder of the Hong Kong online news site, set to cease operations later this week, explained on Monday the reason behind the company's decision to close. Citizen News announced in a Facebook post on Sunday it would stop updating its site on January 4th, and then it would be closed after that. Speaking to reporters, the founder, Chris Jung, said the media was facing an increasingly tough environment in Hong Kong. Egypt officials pushed for Israel and Palestinian militants in the Gaza Strip to rein in hostilities and adhere to a ceasefire in place since the war in May. The Egyptian effort came a day after Hamas militants launched rockets in the Mediterranean Sea off central Israel, prompting Israel to carry out airstrikes on militant positions in Gaza early Sunday. No casualties reported. The Israeli military said that it had struck a rocket manufacturing site and military post belonging to Hamas and the Gaza Strip overnight in response to Saturday's rocket fire. Again, Egyptian officials now saying that they're pushing for Israel and Palestinian militants in the Gaza Strip to rein in their hostilities and adhere to a ceasefire that's been in place since May. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.